TFM 881 Gina Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport, 98.9 Monroe West Monroe, 100.1 Lake Charles, and KQJO FM 99.3 St. Joseph Louisiana Natchez Mississippi, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. And you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, Jehovah Jireh, my provider, Jehovah Nissi, Lord, you Jehovah Shiloh, my Prince of Peace, and I worship you because of who you are.
Father God, we come before your throne of grace this morning, saying to you, Father, thank you for another day's journey, Lord God. Lord God, as we slept last night, you made old death behave. And for that, we are eternal grateful, Lord God. Father, we ask you that you will bless the honorees, Lord God. Continue to cover them, oh Lord God, with your shedded blood, Lord Jesus. For the ones that has passed on and gone to be into heaven with you, Father, we continue to lift up their legacy that they left behind, Lord God. And to honor them, Lord God, because they were precious to us, Lord God. Father, we ask of you, Lord Jesus, that you would touch the Antioch church family. Lord God, we ask that you will lift them up, oh Lord God, whatever they desire of you, Lord Jesus. These blessings we ask on your darling son Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bibles with you, there's a word that God has given me. It's in the New Testament, the book of Hebrews. It's a very powerful book about faith. It's no known author that has written this book, but some of the writings that in it we see that Paul has a lot of writing in here that's familiar with him. But if you turn to chapter 11, I promise you I'll be brief. I know it's a long program. If you'll allow me 15 minutes to say what thus says the Lord to give me. We're going to start with the first verse. Now faith is substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. If you don't mind, I would like you to turn to your neighbor, smile in their face like you're getting ready to take a picture, and you tell them, neighbor, I will never give up faith in God. You may be seated. Now faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. When you have faith in God and you go and you pray to him, it's a promise that he has given us that he'll give us exactly what he said that he was going to do. See, we can't see God. God is a spirit. So we must worship him in spirit and in truth. God is everywhere at all times. The Bible says that he don't sleep nor slumber. And his son Jesus is sitting on the right hand of the throne, petitioning for us every single day. By faith, I'm going to tell you this brief story that happened to me in my life. I was a speed demon growing up, and I got into a car wreck. I was driving a brand new Mustang GT, and I think it was 140 on the speedometer, and I was trying to get all 140. That was my ignorance back then. But I got into a car wreck and almost lost my life. I broke my back. The car landed upside down and caught a fire. But I was able to crawl out. And as I was laying on the side of the road, a cool, cool breeze just went all over my body in a bright, bright light. I don't know if I was transitioning over, but it scared me. At that very moment, I called out to the Lord. I said, Lord, you help me. Because I was on a country road with no one there to help me. By faith, it was early on a Sunday morning. There was two old people that was heading to church. And they seen that my car was in flame. They seen me laying on the side of the road. And I remember that the wife asked her husband, is he dead? She said, no, seemed like I see his chest rising up and down. At that very moment, they called the ambulance and they picked me up and they brought me to the hospital. And when I got there, my mother was on her way. And when I come to find out, when she told my sister, go get my Bible. And so my sister went and got the Bible. She said, no, I want you to go get my big Bible. You know the Bible that have all your birthdays in there and you have all the grandkids' birthdays. And then she called all the missionaries of the church. And they came to my bedside. And they had the blessed all. The doctor said, I don't think he's going to be able to walk because the damage that was done to him. But my mother said, I have faith in God that my son will get up out of this bed and he will walk again. And them old people came around my bed and began to pray. And then they started anointing my head with oil. Then my mother said, put some oil on his legs. They had my legs all greased up and they had my forehead all greased up. And I'm telling you, Trey, if I was a piece of chicken with some flour, I was ready to get in the pan. But they never gave up. They had faith that God will come in and enter into my body and lift me up out of the bed of affliction. Church, that's faith. It used to be a time that we used to hear about someone sick. And the missionary would get together and go to the house. That before we got too cute and too proper and too sophisticated now. And they would go around the bedside and they would begin to pray. Whoever was sick at that particular time. And they began to call upon the Lord. And ask the Lord, say, Lord, you heal them. Touch them in a mighty way. And that person, by miracle through God, to report the next day that they was healed. That's the power of God. And God has given us that power. But by faith, Abel offered to God was more excellent than Cain. By faith, Enoch, he was taken away into heaven, and he did not even taste the stain of death. But guess what Enoch said when he got there? He said that it was not found because God has taken him in. But he said that without faith, it is impossible to please God. You have to believe in God. Church, let me say that again. You have to believe in God. It should be some things that happen in your life that you can go back in the dictionary of life and see what God has brought you through. Some things that you thought that you was not going to be able to go through, but God was there every step of the way with you. I don't know what you had experienced in life. It may have been problems on your job. It may have been sickness in your body. But whatever you was going through, you knew that God was able to come right on in and turn that situation around for your favor. I know the power of God. Can I tell you something, church? Even the devil know the power of God. He trembled at the word of God. God is all-knowing. God knows every one of our names. If God had a billfold in his back pocket, he'd have a picture of each and every one of us. That's how much he loves us. And he wants us to prosper. He wants us to do good. He don't want us with no sickness. That is of the devil. To have to come and invade in your body and try to separate you from the love of God. But see, by faith, Noah began to build an ark. People thought he was crazy, saying, man, we ain't seen rains in weeks, months. What are you doing? But he was going by faith, and he was doing what God had asked him to do. And he saved a generation by him constructing that ark. By faith, Abraham, who was in the land of Canaan, he was just feeding sheep, and God told him to move out. He said, Lord, I don't know where I got to go. I don't know where to go, but I'm trusting in you. Church, can I tell you, you got to trust in God. When God speaks to you, you have to acknowledge the word that he has given you, and you got to act upon this. You got to act upon this. Because God is a rewarder of those who seek him diligently. I don't know about you, but when I hear the word reward, I know that's a prize, that's a gift, that's something special that is coming. By faith, Sarah conceived a child in old age. By faith, she believed in God. Even at her old age, she still gave life. By faith, as he blessed Jacob and Esau concerning them things to come. By faith, Jacob then, when he was dying, he blessed each one of his sons. By faith,